USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded what had been Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone after bringing heavy rain to parts of California. That storm system now on the move, passing through central Nevada. Forecasters expect Hillary to continue to lose steam and dissipate before the end of the day. Meanwhile, kids in Los Angeles got the day off from school. Officials with the second largest school district in the country say the move was being made out of an abundance of caution. Deanne Criswell, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says there are numerous possible reasons why so many people are still unaccounted for from the Maui wildfire.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
It could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three-quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump confirming he will not attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. In a Truth Social post yesterday, he claimed the public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had, while citing a sizable lead in national polls. Previous reports indicated he planned to sit for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson instead of attending Wednesday's debate in Milwaukee. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new flesh. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A new study says you may want to consider which arm your COVID-19 booster shot goes into this fall. Research published in the Journal of eBiomedicine says the immune response could be stronger if it goes in the same arm as your last COVID vaccine. That study looks at over 300 people who received the mRNA vaccine and booster shot. The book Friday Night Lights spawned a movie and a TV show, but it's being banned from some schools in Iowa. Here's Michael Board with more.
It's time.
Friday Night Lights, which followed the Permian Panthers football team, has been made into a movie and a TV show.
Clear eyes, full heart.
Yeah.
But it's been pulled from some school library shelves in Iowa as part of a move to weed out titles that are not age appropriate. Mason City Schools used artificial intelligence to go through the titles, and it's unclear why the book was one of 19 removed from the shelves, along with The Color Purple. The author, Buzz Bissinger, told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that the ban is, quote, pathetic, infuriating, and dangerous.
A majority of Americans support the writers and actors strikes. Many also have a negative view of Hollywood studios. A new poll by Data for Progress shows 2 in 3 American voters support the Writers Guild and the SAG-AFTRA strikes. Just 18% are against it. The Flash finally has a streaming debut date. The DC movie will hit the streaming service Max next Friday. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this